The other thing that I was thinking of with the readings also was just the phrase of putting the mind towards the deathless.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just kind of remember a number like that, that retreat I went to, like, that Ajahn Amaro did with Dzogchen Rinpoche.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, and then just some of the teachings say from Dzogchen about, it's like, you know, doing a little bit of meditation and then kind of moving right into, you know, Rigpa or...
Rigpa, emptiness, yeah.
Total emptiness or...
yeah.
You know, yeah. And what reminded me of again was this, when you were reading the sutras, is before you can do that, though, you need to really do the whole dispassion, cessation, relinquishment.
Yes.
And into the conditioned realm. You can't just sort of like pop yourself into...
Yes, and actually that's one of the reasons why Dzogchen was kept a secret teaching for a long time, 1,000 years, 1,500 years, because of the concern that people would misapply it. So that and take shortcuts. Try to take, of course, you're not going to take the shortcut. You get yourself in trouble. Yeah, exactly. So that there's the amount of preparation traditionally that one had to do Dzogchen practice it's a very long, rigorous, detailed training and basis for them before one would be introduced to Dzogchen.